As St. Vincent and the Grenadines observes the third anniversary of the last eruption of La Soufrière volcano, the public is being reminded that the country currently faces no imminent threat of a volcanic eruption. That's according to Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes, who noted that there was recent public chatter in relation to Kikemgeni, the underwater volcano between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada. Forbes says, while Kikemgeni is a very active underwater volcano, in its current state, it does not pose any major tsunami threat to the region.
Kikemgeni is a very active volcano, as we have seen over the last few years. Every couple of years, it does have some activity and even have had some explosive events under the water in the last 10 years. So we just have to be mindful that, yes, we're living with a volcano, an underwater volcano, and many persons tend to look at the movies that show you that it can generate a large tsunami, but our scientific information is showing that Kikemgeni in its current state does not pose any big mega tsunami threat to the region. So we need to look at the information that we have available on our various platforms. The Seismic Research Center has been doing a lot of work with St. Vincent and Grenadines, and Grenada in particular, around Kikemgeni.
Forbes said, while NEMO understands the public's fears, because of the distance between the top of Kikemgeni and the water surface, it is highly unlikely that it can generate large tsunamis.
There will always be the fear, but in its current state, because of the distance from the surface to the volcano itself, top of the volcano, it is not in its state where it can generate large tsunamis. However, we know nature does its own thing, but we still just have to be mindful that we have an underground volcano that can erupt any time. Yes, we have instruments that are monitoring, and the Seismic Research Center over the last few months have worked with Grenada on improving their monitoring system within Grenada. So we are happy that once the information is available, we get that information. Grenada gets the information, Barbados gets this information. Those are the three countries the information is shared with. But Grenada has the authority to issue any information on Kikemgeni because it's within their jurisdiction. So we work closely with Grenada, we work closely with Barbados and the Seismic Research Center on any hazards or any threats around the Kikemgeni volcanoes.
The NEMO director says it is important to learn about Kikemgeni, and boat operators should always ensure that they are up to date with any information regarding the volcano. She says this is important as it can still pose a threat to boats in its direct vicinity.
So it's important to know that we have an underground volcano and what it can do, and important for our seafarers, especially our fisher folks and the persons who travel between the islands, not to really breach that knife. I think it's 5 kilometer zone around the Kikemgeni, to not breach that and try not to go over it, because the volcano is very active. It does things from time to time. If it releases gases and it thins out the water, then it will not be able to support the weight of a ship passing directly over it, because gases are given off during the eruptions, and even if you don't have an eruption, their gas is being given off. That can affect the density of the water and affect any boat that will be traveling closer to the island. So I think that is really the biggest threat to Kikemgeni at the moment, but we continue to monitor along with the SRC, wants to give us information, and persons just need to be aware. So no fear at the moment. Kikemgeni does tend to kick up a little bit every couple of years, and that's the history of this particular volcano.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.